Finally, a bit of good news about Alaska's healthcare marketplace. Primera is projecting premiums will decrease in 2018 by about 22% for people who buy their own insurance through the government-run exchange. This news comes despite uncertainty about whether Congress will still try to change the Affordable Care Act and what action the Trump administration might take as it administers Barack Obama's signature health care law. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin has the story.
Primera cites two reasons for the lower prices. The company saw a significant reduction among Alaska customers in the use of medical services. Also, the state's reinsurance program is now covering some high-cost claims, and the federal government has committed to fund the lion's share of that program for 5 years. The news might be a sign of stability in Alaska's health insurance market, which has the highest-priced insurance premiums in the nation. But Primera cautions against reading too much into it. The company says Alaska's market is small and remains volatile. Senator Dan Sullivan says he expected Alaska's reinsurance program would result in lower 2018 premiums in Alaska. But Sullivan says Alaska's situation doesn't solve the larger problem of insurance plans that cost too much.
Nationally, I mean, the tea leaves I'm reading, it looks like it's going to be more of the same or worse, going up.
Unlike Senator Lisa Murkowski, Sullivan supported Republican efforts last week to repeal parts of the Affordable Care Act. Those measures failed. Sullivan says he's still working hard to find a solution.
Yeah, I think we're reassessing right now.
President Trump has repeatedly suggested his administration might stop making payments to insurance companies for a subsidy known as cost-sharing reductions. CSR provides extra help to the poorest people who buy insurance on the individual market. It allows them to have lower deductibles and pay less out of pocket when they see a doctor. The government reimburses insurance companies for the difference. In Alaska, most people who use the online insurance marketplace qualify for a tax credit that lowers their premium, what they pay every month. But less than half also qualify for CSR, to lower out-of-pocket costs. Primera spokeswoman Melanie Kuhn says by law it has to provide the CSR subsidy to people who qualify for it, even if the federal government doesn't come through with the payment. Kuhn says Primera would have to increase premiums to make up the difference. And she says they assumed that worst-case scenario when they calculated the rates.
We have assumed, we've been very conservative and assumed that those cost-sharing reduction payments are not going to be there. And so we've worked that into the cost of the rates for next year, for 2018.
She says they're still calculating what Alaska premiums would be if the CSR is paid. They would almost certainly be lower still. Senator Sullivan says he thinks the government should keep providing the CSR money.
I don't want people to get hurt, right? So I would be supportive of making those payments.
The chairman of the Senate Health Committee says he plans to begin bipartisan hearings on health care in September. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.